The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So, in studio with me, I have two lovely ladies, and I'd like to welcome them to Freedom 106.5 FM. This morning, we'll be speaking about... Actually, I will let these ladies introduce themselves because it has been a topic that has been on the minds of citizens of TNT from the carnival period into this silence period here now, where we're now catching ourselves and recovering from the, you know, wine and jam and festivities. So I'd like to welcome you all to Freedom 106.5 FM.
I'm Linda Kelshaw, the president of the Military Museum.
And... So the Military Museum has been on our minds. Let me get to the article, because as you know, there has been some confusion between the CDA and the Military Museum as to the positioning and... Guy, come, don't worry. Yes, the positioning of if y'all are staying or not. And y'all just received some word from the courts. There's an injunction in place now, which prevents your removal. That's correct?
Yes.
So tell us about the process so far. How is it that we are in this position right now?
Well, right now, I would like to say that Trinidad and Tobago, they know the Military Museum. They know if they are sitting over 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, Gaylord Kelchall, died 7 years ago. This October will make it 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked hard to put this museum as the largest in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a non-profit organization. But we work hard. We work very hard to keep that museum there.
Mm-hmm.
Because just a month ago, we had a lot of UTT students coming to study.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only place. Why destroy it?
So tell me a little bit about how it started and why it was started in the first place, and how will they get that big plane to fit in that yard? I would love to know how that reached there.
Mr. Kelchall always loved history.
Mm-hmm.
He was working over the Coast Guard on the same piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, he had a small museum, and it was in Cotton Hill. And he watched that piece of land and seen history, because that is where the Americans in World War II, that whole piece of the slipway, they call it, is right there the Americans fought in World War II. And it had a lot of bodies, dead bodies, they brought in and laid them off on that piece of concrete base there.
Mm-hmm.
Before people could have come and see the dog tag and you know, claim the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, and where, when they come in with their seaplane, they have all the tie dongs. So that is why when he saw that, he saw history right there. And he started to clean that piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it had real courage. And he cleaned it. That is before CDA ever came in Chagaramas.
Even before CDA became into existence.
Yes.
So is it that you have any claim to it? Do you have any paperwork? What was the history of it? If you want to jump in.
Yes, well, we have a cabinet note.
Okay.
And the cabinet note stated that the CDA was supposed to provide us with a lease. Right? And... the CDA never honored that. They never provided us with a lease and charged us a peppercorn rent. So they never came forth with that proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2013, they tried the same thing with Mr. Gaylord Kelshaw. Right? They tried to evict us, and President Kamona, he intervened and stopped the eviction. So they came back at us again.
So there has been discussion between yourself, your deceased husband, and, well, the new tenants of the land, between the CDA and the government, trying to regularize your status. Was there any documentation on behalf of the CDA to you expressing that this was not something that could have gone forward? Did you get any notice?
Yes, we got a notice
mm-hmm.
on the in October. October last year, 28. And remember, our lawyer died in COVID. And I was waiting to get all the documents because in that office, everything scatter.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody wants anything, they have to go and look. And I've been waiting. And when they realized I couldn't find it, they called me and asked me to come in. Don't wear good clean clothes. Wear clothes where you could go through dust.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the PRO with me.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, and I went in there, everything scattered. And something lead me straight. And as I pull something and I look, I saw Linda Kelshaw's file. And that's how we found the file.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went downstairs, the guard was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't believe we found it because a lot of people go in there and can't find it, coming back different days. And then I send the file to the lawyer because we have to get a new lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And my lawyer wrote to them and they never replied to our lawyer. They keep replying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped answering. Because they're supposed
so to... So you're supposed to address the lawyer?
Yeah, not me.
So what is the conditions placed by the court so far? Because I, from what I understand, it's an injunction stopping the CDA from any further action for the time being until it is sorted. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what would be the plan forward from here?
Well, I left it in the lawyer's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's the only one could... answer those questions.
So what would be your hope then for resolution with this? Would you obviously would like to keep the museum open, but what plans would you have to, as some would say, the income generation is a bit of a problem, etc. Do you have plans to upgrade?
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of plans.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of plans to upgrade, and right now we also have an online petition. You know, we're hoping that people with a passion for history, you know, would please sign the petition.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Chagamas Military Museum page. If you go there and just sign the petition in hope that we could really and truly save the museum. Because there is 500 years of military history lying in this museum.
Mm.
Right? So we really hope, you know, and a lot of schools, as Mrs. Kelshaw said, they come to there looking, you know, for history and things like that. You know, so we're asking everyone, please, if you could please just go and sign the petition in hope that we could save the museum.
Mm-hmm. Now,
right?
What kind of history there is? Because I visited the museum, but I was quite young. And it was more like a school trip than anything else. And I was fascinated by, you know, some of the memorabilia. It had like the pins from airline pins and that kind of thing. And I was fascinated with the big plane that's there. So
right.
Tell us a little bit about more what you have in catalog.
I can ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Maria, they said that the Santa Maria came to Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
We have the history there that the Santa Maria never came to Trinidad.
Oh, so you have some controversial stuff there,
the
too.
Nina and mm-hmm. Pinto never... Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The Nina and Pinto never reach. And this is what they teach us in school. When you ask anybody what ship Columbus came in,
mm-hmm.
they will say the Santa Maria. But the ship that they really came in was a Santa Maria del Guia. It's of the Santa Maria. The Nina and Pinto never reach here. It had two others that came
mm-hmm.
to Trinidad. We have all that history there.
Mm. So you not only stick with aviation, you do marine as well? Marine collections?
Yes, everything is in India. As long as it's history, it's India.
Mm-hmm. All right, I see that we have some calls coming in at 625-2257. Maybe there are questions that people would like to ask about the museum and the positioning of, you know, where you all would move forward. Let's take a call. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning, morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you all touched this topic of the history of the museum in Trinidad and Tobago. And I would never understand why our government is evicting history. You understand? Information, our local history information. from our shores. We don't want us to get more information, to get this history about aviation in Trinidad and Tobago. Where should we go for it, you understand? Is it, since these governments have come, they focus on depleting all our resources to foreigners, making our citizens so stupid that they don't understand the difference between Forex and how to get Forex. You understand? Our citizens are so stupid, we are frightened to get foreign exchange, U.S. dollars in Trinidad. You understand? And what's going on here? They're taking out the history to you. Is the history that the auntie or online, if them have records of Santa Maria and things about coming. That is really good information. I think that should be preserved, you know? You're not supposed to try to, like, get us, get the people evicted. You getting the history of your country evicted from your country, why? To make us dumb, more dumb, so we're gonna go. So whatever laws you pass, whatever things you do, we just sit down and take it. Trinidadians have to stand up for something, man. How we could get rid of the history of Trinidad and Tobago?
Thanks so much for your call. 625-2257-3061065 and 627-3223. In terms of the history of BWI, do you have that as well?
We have it there, but offhand, mm-hmm. I can't explain that part of it.
What other aspects?
We have other tour guides to do this.
Mm-hmm. And what do the tour guides do? Because I'm not going to ask if it's just pieces in the museum, or do you have tours? Do you have, like, areas to sit and... So describe the space to me, because I don't think many people know about the museum itself.
We had a lot of groups came through. Yeah. We had a lot of groups that came through before, let's say, from October, mm-hmm. November, to the end of November last year.
Okay, yes. And there will be schools
and
as well.
Schools, a lot of schools.
Tell me about the relationship with UTT. Do you have one?
Yes.
They send students there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's here they
up
came.
Recently, they send students there, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you come, you have to make an appointment, right? Like mm-hmm. when it have large groups, you make an appointment and there's a tour guide, and the tour guide will take you around and explain everything in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
also,
that's the
when the children and them comes in and you ask them how many forts we have here in Trinidad, mm-hmm. all they know about is Fort George.
And there are more
Trinidad
than one.
Trinidad have 42 forts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the list of names where people could really go and find.
So you give that history as well about the forts?
Oh, yes.
All right. So tell me, I know Fort George.
They have Fort St. Andrews. That's mm-hmm. one down Independence Square.
Independence Square, yes.
Yes.
I never knew the name, but I knew that there was one there. What's another one?
You must come and visit, and you will see all the names of the fort. Mm-hmm. Now, they wouldn't be there, but the names of the fort showing you where it was.
Okay. And the importance of the forts.
Yes, and Lavantil have one.
Yes.
It's all over.
And that is on Lavantil Hill, no?
Yes.
Right.
And the plane, I heard you ask about the plane. The plane, yeah. We bought it for $1, and it was cut up into pieces.
And put back
and
together.
And put back together right there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when people pass in, they always observe this big plane there. You understand? But they don't know the history of how it actually...
How it reached there.
Right.
And the thing is... That is the drawing attraction to it, because you would expect that the planes would be at the airport, obviously.
Yes.
And how it is, it reached quite up there. It's an intrigue in itself. What are your hours and what are your packages for groups, schools, etc.? So that, you know, you could start getting people to come out and really see the museum as is right now.
We open 10 to 5 from Tuesday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
For tours, we open from 9 to 5, Monday to Sunday,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes a school tour will want to come in on a Monday. We will open for the tours, but we will close when they're gone.
Right.
On a Monday, because we need a day for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our time. We have our normal fee. It's 50 for adult, 40 for children from 3 to 12 years. Mm-hmm. The group rate... It's 35 for children and 40 for adults.
Okay. So
that's
just
school.
Just to keep the
and that
flow
is keep,
alive, yes.
Yeah, and that is to pay workers
mm-hmm.
and keep the museum clean. We used to get a subvention
mm-hmm.
because that was passed in Parliament in 2000 by Basde Pandey. Mm-hmm. And whoever come into power, they're supposed to continue. It mm-hmm. continued until 6.5 years ago now. We haven't got it. Mm-hmm. They said the government had no money.
But so this being a historical site, that and let's say the Memorial Park and the museum right opposite the Memorial Park, the National Museum, yes. All of these are sites that have been recognized as official historic sites. How is it, or what is the process? Are you aware of how to get that as a historical site?
So they send people to us.
Okay.
We had a group of senior citizens about maybe a month ago mm-hmm. came to the museum, and they couldn't believe what they saw in the museum. So the National Trust.
Mm-hmm, the National Trust. They send
people to our museum.
All right, let's take another call, 625-2257. What's your comment? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jessica, and to your guest. I want to say that names should not just go down on a paper. We need to have a silent march. I'll tell you something. I am a trained tour guide, and that is one of the many places in Trinidad you take the tourists. In addition to that, I was an instructor in Silvon, and every term, our trainees visited the military museum. Why they want to get rid of that? Why they want to get off history? It is the same thing they did. There was a building in Port of Spain opposite the bus terminus, that harbor, a slave holding bay for slaves. They threw that down. Buildings like that in Africa, welcoming tourists all the time. So, ma'am, hear what I am telling you. I am saying let us have a silent march against that nonsense.
Thanks so much for your call and your, I guess, support as well. So, as she says, as a tour guide, it is a known site on a list of many. So there's a itinerary that the tourists use, and yes. You are on the list as well. Mm. How did you get that to happen? Did you apply to the Ministry of Tourism to be on the list? How does that go?
Well, all this happened with my husband before he died. Mm-hmm. He did all this. So when he died, I started carrying it on.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it was just to reconnect with those who are aware. But the thing is, it's supposed to be passed on. Is it that it was stopped without the knowledge of the representative at the time, or you don't know how it was stopped?
No, I can't answer that one. But I know a lot of people don't know how many airfields we had here in Trinidad.
Mm. Well, the most popular one is Waterfield.
Oh, you see?
Right.
Waterfield. We had one right in Mukurapu. 17 airfields. We have all that history in the museum.
Okay. In truth, where
the masses, right?
Somewhere. Right. Because you still see the infrastructure laying, like the concrete and the way the runway. I always thought why there was so much concrete on that space.
That is why my husband chose that piece of land. It have a lot of history on it. It's a heritage piece of land. Mm-hmm. And the museum is here to stay.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Tosca. Good morning to the ladies there. Tosca.
Yes, sir.
We really throwing history away, you know, because I remember in 1990, I had the privilege and opportunity of coordinating activities with Commander Gaylord Kelshall as he was in those days. Yes?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, that man would have made invaluable contribution to this country. And to see that we're trying to destroy something that he would have taken his own hands and mind and created for the people of Trinidad and Tobago, it'd be in a sad, sad state of affairs. You know, my heart reaches out. This man would have given his whole life to service to this country, not Oscar. His whole life.
Tell me a little bit about Mr. Kelshaw. What was his qualifications? What was his... he was an airman as well? Yes?
Well, Yes, and I know what he did. Yes,
professor.
And what he did was in the 1990 coup. Yes? He played an integral part in coordinating activities.
Okay.
With the various air wings at Trinidad and Tobago, you know, you had private helicopter companies and what have you, which I would have been, you know, working in one of the oil companies who would have provided service. You know, he would call and we would coordinate activities, you know, so, you know, with respect to the security of the offshore installations and what have you.
So
in the 1990s.
Thanks very much. So he would have been the best person to, you know, really compile that history. So I'm sorry, I didn't know much about him, but you could tell me a little more about him as well.
He also have a Chaconia gold and a hummingbird gold medal for the work well done at the museum.
So it's really surprising that you're going through this at this point in time.
He also have
an award at the National Trust.
And he have an award from UTT.
Mm-hmm.
He is also, they have him as a professor.
At UTT?
Yes.
So let's just, I'm just looking for the final, this is the point that y'all are at with the injunction blocking the eviction. The Chagaramas Military History and Aerospace Museum will remain at its site until at least May. During a hearing yesterday morning, High Court Judge Joan Charles continued the injunction against the Chagaramas Development Authority, CDA, that was granted by her colleague late last week. Presenting preliminary submissions, the CDA's lawyer, Justin Phelps, SC, said his client was seeking to have the injunction discharged. Phelps claimed that the injunction was sought on a false premise, as he suggested that the CMHAM failed to disclose facts relative to its proposed eviction. He also questioned the museum's delay in filing its statement of case, as required under the civil proceedings rules. Justice Charles gave the parties deadlines for filing their submissions on whether the injunction should be continued or discharged. She reserved May the 9th to either deliver her decision on the injunction or hear further submissions. On October 1st last year, the CDA withdrew its 30-year lease, and the CDA said it made several attempts to regularize the museum as a lease, but in the last 4 years, it did not receive a substantive response from the museum's proprietors, who continue to operate on the land without paying rent. On February 28th, the CDA made good on its eviction threats as it took over the facility and changed the locks. Days later, CDA wrote to the museum's board, instructing it to remove all the artifacts from the compound within 7 days. I don't know how they expect you all to do this at the same time. Late last week, High Court Judge Devendra Rampersad granted the injunction, restoring the museum's access to the facility, and the CMHAM was represented by Glenn Bhagwan Singh. You're saying that your lawyers as well are currently the ones that should respond to most questions that they have, but your intention is to continue operations with the museum, seeing as it is a piece of history and something that should be preserved as well. Yes?
And from Wednesday, please God, I will like people of the public who never see the museum to come free this week here.
I encourage young people as well, children, because I remember going there and being fascinated by the space.
Don't you know all those mannequins in the compound, the majority? I have one when I met my husband. It's a tall one. All the rest, I made every one with my hands, with no mold, concrete, shaping it and painting.
And she could also watch a picture of
you
make you just as you are.
Serious?
Yes, I'll never limit.
Let's take another call, because we have seems like a lot of supporters coming in. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Tosca.
Good morning.
Yeah, me again. You know, I was listening to a program on, I think it's one of the television station, and it was amazing to know that the letter that came with the eviction notice was signed by a female name with the surname of Rowley. Now, I don't know if there's any connection. I'm not suggesting that anyway, but I think it needs some some investigation. I wonder if they're trying to get away with all the state asset, because things were supposed to come under procurement legislation, and which they would have, you know, they didn't want to include under the procurement bill. So I don't know if they want to give take it from the CD, from these people, and give it to their friends, because I understand, seemingly from the discussion on the television station, the board, there wasn't the signature of the chairman and the board on the document. It's just from the manager. So I don't know if you're going to do some little investigation and inform the public as to the origin of that letter and the origin of the action. You know, enlighten the public, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call and your suggestion. And I'm sure here at CNC3, they're already buzzing with this particular story, because it seems that, as our last caller said as well, to remove a piece of history such as this, it doesn't seem right. You know, I know that there are legal parts where obviously you need to regularize and pay rent and all of that, but that's something that can be sorted out without all of this, not so? What do you think?
Yes. And the thing about it is there are memorials there with ashes of persons there, consecrated ashes. So I don't know how they want us to move those ashes and all that, you understand? So it's just not memorials, but there are actual ashes there.
So they will have to move that. I am not touching it.
You understand? So we just don't know. And the CDA never presented a lease. Mm-hmm. They were ordered by the cabinet note, to present us with a lease. And mm-hmm. they never gave us the lease with a peppercorn rent. They never did it.
What is a peppercorn rent?
Well, a cheap rent, a small rent then.
Okay.
You understand? Because the museum not making enough to mm-hmm. really pay any big rent.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
But then again, being a historical site that is of national importance, a nominal rent is understandable, because it's not like it's highly or heavily commercial, you know, to say that you pay some exorbitant amount of fees.
And as you say commercial, they're not cutting across to you, Mrs. Kelshaw. Mm-hmm. Every bill, the light bill there, is commercial. The water rate is commercial, mm-hmm. and it's very, very high. Mm-hmm. So that is why when little tours and things come in, you know, Mrs. Kelshaw tries her best for the bills and them not to cut. You mm-hmm. understand? To pay the bills and then to pay workers and all these things to maintain the place.
Maintenance is heavy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is why, you know, on Carnival Monday, because one of the members of the museum, he gives us a donation every year of some drinks. Right? Mm-hmm. And that is why on Carnival Monday, we were selling on the avenue. And that is when CDA came into the compound.
Yeah. Without your knowledge.
Without our knowledge. And they chased the watchman off the compound, mm-hmm. and they locked the gates, right? And that is when they cut all the lock, mm-hmm. all the locks, every single lock
every
they cut in the compound.
The museum.
They cut it, and they went in, and it's by the time, because they went in there like probably about 7 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and by the time the watchman made his way up into Port of Spain to let us know, it was probably like after 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we reached down, because you know there's a lot of traffic because of Carnival and Juve and all that, by the time we reached down, right? And you know what was the sad thing, Mrs. Kelshaw? She didn't know, because her plan was we'll go and sell for Juve and then we'll come back down, you know, and she would take her medication and all that.
And then take my medication and whatever.
That is when Mr. Gary Griffith, he is a knight, and his wife is a dame of the museum. They heard about it and they came down,
mm-hmm.
right? And they approached the CDA people and tell them, well, Mrs. Kelshaw do have her medication. She could go in mm-hmm. and get her medication. And they say they don't care about that. They were very, very heartless. And that is when, you know, the cameras took her because she was feeling ill.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And they still didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care.
Well, how to put it? On both sides, they're just doing their job too. Eh? And if it is that they...
Yeah, but they could
at least let medication
me, or
is
let
something.
Somebody just go in just to yes. get some medication.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want that.
There's a question coming in. Aren't there any concessions for NPO status for bills, bank accounts, and fees, nonprofit organization? Wasn't there some concession made for that? No agreement or understanding.
All we used to get is a subvention from the government.
Mm-hmm. And you did say...
that was just helping.
Yeah.
And as I say, it cut about six and a half years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just going on our own right now.
So right now...
members will donate money to the mm-hmm. museum. Because what my husband used to do, take all his pension and spend into the museum. Mm. And when he left a will, he left the money for me, $1 million. But who paying it to me?
Mm.
Who paying the museum?
Mm.
You know, so that have to be dead.
And the thing
and
about...
And it's the same thing I start doing now.
Mm-hmm.
If to pay a worker and we have no tours for the week, it's my money.
Coming out of your pocket.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passion with the museum. I promise him I will fulfill his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I do in there. I didn't bound to stay there. But we have to preserve history.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we come from.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Yes, Tuska.
Hi.
Yes, me here again. I want to say, we really don't appreciate our history. It is so sad. Every primary school, every secondary school, those students should be taken there. I am so upset. In the 90s, we visited that place every term. You know something, Tuska? I hate to say this, but I want to believe. Somebody has his or her eyes on that place, and that is what they want. And the next thing you hear, it opens some kind of big casino or some place of ill repute. I am so mad. My name is Cerelia Celia, and I will be very much upfront to stand up without a shadow of the doubt to support Miss Kelshaw and her, what she wants to achieve. We have to stop this nonsense so the Guardians have to get up, man. Though they can't allow that to just go down the hill just so.
Thanks
I
so
am
much.
So mad.
Thanks so much for your call and your support as well. So, Ms. Kelshaw, you are realizing that a lot of people are standing for history and standing for understanding this. Well, it's part of TNT as well.
Even when you ask somebody, who is Blackbeard, the pirate?
Hmm.
You know he came in Trinidad, sunk in two ships.
In Tobago, I hear. Somewhere like that, yeah.
He came right here, sunk in two ships and back out. His friend Anne Bonnie, she was anchored right out of cruising.
Mm.
We have all that history in the music.
The thing is that we'd hear it in Pirates of the Caribbean and be like, okay, well, it's part of a movie and not really true, yada, yada, yada. But it seems that, you know, it was part of the history as well. Yeah? So, Mrs. Yes. Kelshaw, Mrs. Edwards, mm-hmm. Here's to support, here's to, you know, figuring out what is the next step. And I'm really hoping that together with TNT and administrative, you all could figure out how to, I guess, get the best of both worlds, where you retain your history and upgrade to a point where you can continue to share that history with TNT. And we appreciate your work thus far.
Could I say one last thing?
Sure.
I would like, please, if every one of us that is hearing me today, would you please go to our Sagarmas Military Museum page on Facebook and please sign the petition. Please, that is all we ask, that you sign the petition.
Make the donation. Mm-hmm.
And you can make a donation as well to help us with the museum. Thank you very much.
And probably a GoFundMe account.
Yes.
You all have that as well?
Well, when you go there, there's a link where you could make a donation as well
mm-hmm.
to the museum.
All right.
And we would like you to come this week. You know, come this week, as Mrs. Kelshaw said, from Wednesday, free tours. You could come in and visit and share, you know, your opinions and whatever it is. We're looking out to see you all. Thank you.
We have some work to do at the end, back of the museum, where the firemen had bust through to mm-hmm. out the fire when it had the fire. That is the area we want to fix.
And
so we need some donations to come in.
And I guess check your website as well for more information.
Yes.
Trinidad and Tobago, this is Freedom 106.5 FM. We'll be right back. Thank you, ladies, for joining me.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.